InshaAllah, there'll be a brief lesson of hadith. Brothers request to participate, inshaAllah, it'll be beneficial. Mukhtasar dars hadith hoga, sath inshaAllah, shirkat sirwa Allah, fayda hoga. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله we started this chapter باب حسن الخلق the chapter of good character حسن الخلق good character perfection of character beautifying one's akhlaq, one's character, one's mannerisms. And we discussed last week and the week before that how akhlaq, khuluq are in the heart, in the qalb. That physically they make manifestations, appearances, athar, signs. From a sign of a person, if I'm spending money here and there, from that sign a person will say, I think he's generous. So generosity is in the heart, and by the actions a person does, you can kind of gauge through signs, okay, does he actually have that quality of generosity? Does he have quality of tawakkul in Allah, reliance on Allah? By the way a person acts, by the way a person, how calm they are in difficult situations, very relaxed, very calm, don't worry, Allah ta'ala hal nikalenge. Allah will sort you out, you'll say this person has tawakkul. So from signs we can understand if a person has good character. From signs, we can also gauge maybe if a person has bad character. But we can't say for sure. We can't say for sure. And it's not our job to judge other people that he's got, you know, bad character. Good character we can say, mashallah, always speak nicely of people. It's not our job to gauge other people's bad character. It's our job as Muslims to create good character inside of ourselves. We have to be introspective. Look inside ourselves. Wherever we see a weakness, flaw, something lacking, something missing, then it's our job to improve on that, build on that. I've got too much anger. I've got too much, you know, I'm always trying to invest in this business. My mind is too occupied with business. It's too occupied with dunya. How many times do I perform salah in the masjid? Even when I do perform salah, how do I perform my salah? What's going on? My mind is too distracted by dunya. That's called hubbud dunya, love of dunya. That's overcome my mind. Hubbul jah, desire to have name, fame, recognition. If I'm sitting in a room, I want everyone to look at me. I want to have the last say. If people are joking around, I want to have the best joke. You know, people have this thing. The need to be recognized. The need to be, recognized. So this is called hubbul jah. And these type of things. So a person needs to be introspective, look inside themselves, that wherever I'm going wrong, whatever bad character I have, I need to rectify that, I need to remedy that. And that's why the scholars say, sit in the company of the pious people. Sit with those people who, when you look at them, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because then whatever they do, however they behave, however they act, I can mold myself to fit that. That's starting. Then it's starting. And then through excessive dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, excessive remembrance of Allah ta'ala, through excessive dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do dua for good akhlaq. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua for good akhlaq. It's not something that's naturally there. Allahumma ihdini li ahsani al-akhlaq. Oh Allah, please guide me to the best of akhlaq. Fa innahu la yahdi li ahsaniha illa ant. Because no one can guide me to the best of akhlaq except for you. Wasrif anni sayyi'aha. Ya Allah, remove from me all bad akhlaq. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَصْرِفُ عَنِّي سَيِّئُهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ. No one can take bad akhlaq away from me except you, O Allah. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always endeavoring and always trying to improve his own level of akhlaq, although his level of akhlaq was the best. Now his Quranic certification, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are on the greatest level, pedestal of akhlaq, no one can get there. Still Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this shows how a person has to be. They have to feel that mere andar bahut kamzoriyan hain. Aur ye bhi achhe akhlaq ka ek hissa hai. This is part of good akhlaq, that a person feels deficient. If a person feels perfect, complete, at the top, perfect, this is against good akhlaq. Because good akhlaq dictates tawadu, necessitates tawadu, humility, lower yourself. And we'll cover some hadith inshallah so we can understand it better. وعن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن البر والإثم فقال البر حسن الخلق والإثم ما حاك في صدرك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس رواه مسلم. سيدنا نواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه فرماتے ہیں, اردو میں ترجمہ ہو جائے, کہ میں نے نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے پوچھا نیکی کے متعلق اور برائی کے متعلق, کہ نیکی کس چیز کا نام ہے, بلائی کس چیز کا نام ہے اور برائی کس چیز کا نام ہے. فقال, نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جواب میں ارشاد فرمایا کہ نیکی اور اچھائی حسن الخلق, اچھے اخلاق کو کہتے ہیں. اچھائی, گڈنس, ہاں نیکی اچھے اخلاق کا نام ہے, اور گناہ اور برائی اس چیز کو کہتے ہیں جو دل کے اندر کھٹکھٹائے, دل کے اندر انکمفرٹیبل محسوس ہو. وَكَرِهْتَ أَن يَطَّلِعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ, اور آپ یہ نہ چاہے کہ لوگ اس بات پر آگاہ ہو جائے کہ آپ نے یہ عمل کیا. آپ یہ نہ پسند کر فرمائے کہ دوسرے لوگ اس بات پر آگاہ ہو جائے کہ آپ نے اس عمل میں, آپ اس عمل میں ملوث ہے یا آپ نے اس عمل کیا ہے. تو اس یہ ہیں برائی. رواہ مسلم. سیدنا نواس بن سمان رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is such a beautiful question. I said, O Prophet of Allah, what is righteousness? That's a very loaded question. So we say righteousness, piety, read namaz, fast, do this, do this, do this, do this. We give a whole long list of this is what goodness is. And I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about badness, about sin. What is sin? What is goodness and what is sin? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, goodness is husnul khuluq, good akhlaq. All of righteousness, all of piety, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put in good akhlaq, good character. And subhanAllah, it's amazing because it, in reality, is the case. Because when we talk about akhlaq, akhlaq is not just your mannerisms, just the way you treat people. Akhlaq is also the way you treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfilling the right of everyone who has rights. Allah has rights, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has rights. Human beings have rights. Animals have rights. Fulfilling the rights of everyone, giving them their due right, is called husnul khuluq. Fear of Allah, hope in Allah's mercy, fear of Allah's punishment, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is part of husnul khuluq. Not just our interactions with people. I could have husnul khuluq, amazing level of akhlaq, but I never have to interact with any human being. It's all in here. And I could have the worst of akhlaq, and I never interact with any human being because all in here. In the sight of Allah, I'm the most despised because I'm so proud of who I am. So arrogant. So there's no one in the room, but I'm still arrogant. No one in the room, but I'm still stingy. No one in the room, but I've still given up hope in Allah's mercy. I don't believe Allah loves me. I've given up hope in Allah's mercy. All of these are bad akhlaq. These are part of what we call akhlaq and character. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying goodness, righteousness, piety, it's all in the box of what we call husnul khuluq. And the Prophet ﷺ defined sin, disobedience, bad, evil, as ma haka fi sadrik, that which plays in your heart, plays in your chest, feels uncomfortable. Wa karihta an yatali alayhi nas, and you don't want people to find out about it. You know what, I'm not sure. People ask questions. They come to me asking questions when they don't feel comfortable. Say, if you're not comfortable, why are you asking? What's the masala on mortgages? What's the masala on this? I'm just an example, right? Not to put anyone on the spot. What's the ruling on this? I don't feel comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable, there's your answer. Well, ithmu ma haka fi sadrik. Whatever plays in your heart, you don't feel comfortable, you don't feel satisfied. I'm taking benefits, but I'm only showing this, and I'm not showing this, and I'm not showing this. Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel on the day of Qiyamah you can say to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I did everything by the book? No, I don't. That's your answer. That's your answer in many scenarios, many situations where you're doing something questionable, that the Prophet ﷺ is saying is sin, is a sin. And you don't want people to find out. Many people, they do these things, yeah? Benefits and this and that, and mortgages, and you say, how do you got your house? You don't need to ask me about how I have my house. You don't need to ask me about how I've got so much money. You don't need to ask me these questions. They don't want people to know how they got that much money because they know it's wrong. They know it's questionable. They know it's a grey area. So this is our answer. The Prophet ﷺ is saying, it plays in your heart, you feel uncomfortable. You know it's wrong. You know it's dodgy. English word, dodgy. You know it's dodgy. So why are you doing it? Stay away from it. So this is sin. The Prophet ﷺ is very easy. Goodness, righteousness is good akhlaq. Make yourself the best person in your dealings with Allah Ta'ala and in your dealings with the makhluq of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That's it, you're sorted. And stay away from anything which you feel uncomfortable about, and you're sorted. That's all you have to do. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال لم يكن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاحشا ولا متفحشا وكان يقول إن من خياركم أحسنكم أخلاقا متفق عليه. سيدنا عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنهما فرماتے ہیں کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فاحش بھی نہیں تھے اور متفحش بھی نہیں. فاحش اس کی اردو ترجمہ کس طرح کرے, جو کوئی جس کے اندر کوئی فحش ہو, فحش مطلب گنہگار ہو یا جس کے دل کے اندر برائی ہو, فاحش. اور متفحش اس کو کہتے جو برائی کا اظہار کرے, مطلب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے دل کے اندر مطلب برائی بھی نہیں تھی ذرہ برابر, اور نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے کسی عمل اور کسی قول اور فعل سے برائی کا اظہار بھی نہیں ہوتا. تو یہ فاحش اور متفحش میں فرق ہے. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ, اور نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے تھے کہ تم میں سے سب سے بہترین وہ لوگ ہیں جو سب سے بہتر اور سب سے اچھے اخلاق رکھتے ہیں. تم میں سے سب سے بہترین لوگ, سب سے بہتر لوگ, سب سے اونچے درجے کے لوگ وہ لوگ ہیں جن کے اخلاق سب سے بہتر ہو. سیدنا عبداللہ ابن عمر بن عاص رضی اللہ عنہما is narrating here that the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was not fahish. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was not sinful, did not have a sinful nature. Fahish means to have a sinful nature. بری طبیعت, بری طبیعت. وَلَا مُتَفَحِّشًا, neither did he express any action which was sinful. And in some narrations you find وَلَا صَخَّابًا فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ, and he was not someone who raised his voice in the marketplaces loudly. Oi, oi, oh, ah. You know, some people always loud, noisy. Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was not like that. Very quiet. And ulama explained fahish and mutafahish is like this. If someone's nature is sinful, for example swearing, and they give this example in the books of tafsir, commentaries of hadith. See, swearing. If someone has all these swear words and bad things going on in their mind and heart, anything that happens, effing this and this and that, it'll come out automatically, you know, they can't control it. They can't even control who they're with, where they're sitting, it will spill out. Whatever's in the heart, whatever's in the mind will spill out somewhere or somehow. Right? However it is. And the opposite of that is, a person is so pure and clean in their heart and so righteous in their mind that even when it comes to discussing, so even when they're angry, they will never say anything bad, foul, disgusting. Even when they have to talk about something sensitive, the ulama, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says, even if they have to talk about something sensitive, they will be very delicate and very careful in how they phrase it. Okay? Talking about private parts, talking about male and female interaction, they won't just say, oh, this... You know, they would use the crude word to describe it. They will say, like even in Urdu, you say, hambistari. Or something, you know, you use a word to describe it that doesn't sound very crude. Imam Ghazali even says when they're talking about their wife, they won't just say, my wife. Or they will not never take their wife's name or parents' name. They will, you know, use a different reference. The mother of my children said. So it's permissible to say my wife. It's permissible to take your wife's name. But the point is they're so careful that they don't display any form of anything which might be regarded as obscene, as vulgar, as questionable. They're very careful in their choice of word because their mind is clean. So even when talking about something which is normal, they're still very careful in how they present it. Their choice of words are very, very careful. This is someone who is not fahish and mutafahish. And fahish is someone who's, you know, mind and thoughts are filled with such bad things. And the Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says, this happens when you spend time with people who are like that. You're always hanging around people who use a F word and this word and that word in every second word, it's, you know, in their sentences. That's what's in your mind. When you start talking, you just slip out. No, it's because you're hearing it. So when you're staying in this company, when you're staying with these people, then the nature starts to change into, and other people, you'll find it repulsive. I can't stand this person. All he does is talk bad about other people. In my heart, if you go near this person, he's going to talk bad about other people. If you go near this person, he's going to swear. I can't be with that person for long. But if I'm enjoying being with that person, I'm enjoying listening to his swear words. I don't swear, but I enjoy listening to him swear. I don't backbite, but I enjoy listening to this guy backbite. I'm showing a weakness in my own tabiat, in my own nature, that I'm attracted to that circle. So Allama Rumi rahmatullahi says, kabutar ba kabutar, baz ba baz. A kabutar, a pigeon, is going to stay with pigeons. And a baz, a falcon, an eagle, will fly with eagles, not going to fly with pigeons. Right? So this is the reality. Even human nature, your temperament, your nature, what you enjoy. You might put a facade on outside, I'm not like this. He's just an old friend of mine. I'm not like this, he's just a family member. But you are genuinely enjoying that company. If you didn't, then you wouldn't be there. Right? And by staying in that company for too long, the nature changes, it becomes fahish. And when you become fahish, then it's mutafahish. Mutafahish is someone who is brazenly, openly sinful. They don't care, there's no haya anymore, there's no sharam. Whatever comes to their mind, they will say it. They will say disgusting things, make disgusting jokes, make disgusting innuendos. You know, in English, word innuendo. Well, they won't care what's happening. They just want to be funny, they just want to be this. Because that the nature is spoiled now, then their actions, their words will reflect that spoiled nature. So the Sahabi is saying, I hope everybody understands, the Sahabi is saying the Prophet ﷺ was neither fahish, his nature was pure and sound, neither was he mutafahish, no word or deed of his was a reflection of a spoiled nature. Everything was beautiful. Every word was beautiful, every action was beautiful, nothing could be questioned. And then he said, وَكَانَ يَقُولُ, the Prophet ﷺ used to tell us, he used to say, that إِنَّ مِنْ خِيَارِكُمْ, the best of you in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, are those who have the best of akhlaq. Allah Ta'ala loves from amongst you those who have the best character, the best mannerisms. So look, the Sahabi is connecting this. A person who has a display of, and the ulama keep in this hadith, they talk a lot about swearing and vulgar language. And sadly, this is normal now. Vulgar, foul language, swearing, it's not even regarded as swear word, it's regarded as conversation. No. You can't speak unless you say this. this. One thing or the other. And you know, it doesn't even have to be at a person. You swear at anything. You swear at the table. Swear at the floor. Swear at the wall. Because it's become part of my nature. Everything I do, a swear word is coming out. Whereas as a believer, you're supposed to find that word abominable, disgusting. It should not come anywhere near my mouth. We tell children, don't swear, and then we swear. You tell children, you're not allowed to swear, and the adults swear. Swearing should be something which Rasulullah ﷺ found despicable. Rasulullah ﷺ never, ever, ever used a word which was foul. Subhanallah, like I said, even delicate words, Rasulullah ﷺ would use such a beautiful way of saying delicate words that wouldn't offend the ear. I remember our brother sitting in front of me. He came once and said, you mentioned this word in the dars, and at home I find the children are listening to. The word wasn't wrong, but it sounds crude. Oof. From the minbar, from the front of the masjid, you shouldn't use a word like that. So this is the point. A word is normal, there's nothing wrong with that word, but to the listener it sounds very, how did he use that word? It sounds very strong, it sounds a bit wrong, it does not sound decent. In front of children, that word should not be mentioned. So this is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever he said was the best choice, was the perfect words. We'll do inshallah one last hadith. Wa Nabi Darda رضي الله تعالى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من شيء أثقل في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامة من حسن الخلق وإن الله يبغض الفاحش البذية راه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. سيدنا أبو درداء رضي الله عنه روايت فرماتے کہ نبی اکرم صلى الله عليه وسلم نے فرمایا ما من شيء أثقل في ميزان المؤمن, قیامت کے دن مسلمان کے پلرا میں, مسلمان کے جو نیکیوں کا جو پلرا ہوگا ترازو, اس کے اندر کسی بھی چیز اچھے اخلاق سے باری نہیں ہوگا. مطلب سب سے باری چیز اچھے اخلاق ہوں گے. مسلمان کی جو ترازو ہوگی نا, سکیلز جو پلرے ہوں گے, ان کے اندر جو سب سے باری چیز ہوگی وہ اچھے اخلاق. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبْغِضُ الْفَاحِشَ الْبَدِيَّةِ, اور بلا شبہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی بغض, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی غصہ کرتے ہیں, بغض رکھتے ہیں اللہ تعالی ان لوگوں کو بالکل ناپسند فرماتے ہیں جو فاحش ہو. فاحش, یہ جو فحش کا میں نے پہلے بتایا, فاحش دل کے اندر برائی, اس کی طبیعت بھی خراب اور اس کے عمل بھی خراب. البدیہ, جس کی زبان بھی گندی ہو. یہاں پہ آگے اللہ تعالیٰ ان اس شخص کو بالکل ناپسند فرماتے ہیں جس کی طبیعت بھی بری ہو اور جس کی زبان بھی خراب ہو. Allah, English. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and subhanAllah, such a beautiful hadith. I think this hadith sums up good akhlaq. There will be nothing more weightier on the scale of deeds of the believer on the day of Qiyamah. The thing that will be heaviest on the scale of deeds on the day of Qiyamah of the believer will be good character. That will have the most weight. That will be the easiest thing to enter into Jannah. Because good character is something you can do all the time. When you deal with your parents, when you deal with your wife, when you deal with your children, when you deal with your friends, your family, your neighbors, good character, good character, good character. Salah you're going to do 5 times a day. And good character you're going to do all the time. Similarly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, good character all the time. So a person who has good akhlaq, automatically at all times they are doing everything in the most excellent manner. So subhanAllah, this will be the heaviest thing on the day of Qiyamah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates, dislikes, despises al-fahish, someone who has a disgusting nature. Disgusting nature, spoiled nature, and al-badiyya, who has a very foul mouth. The ulama say, badi, alladhi yatakallamu bil-fuhshi wa radi'il kalam, someone who speaks and says bad things and says the worst type of speech. Swearing. You see it, youngsters always swear. They swear and they think it's such a normal thing to do. Yeah? I'm sure we've all seen it. I hope we are not from amongst that group. It's a very sad thing. Why do you have to use that word? Can you not speak without using that word? No, because it creates impression, you know. I'm a certain person, I'm trying to give an impression of a certain persona. I have to use these words, you see, to fit in with the group. You should not swear, neither should you enjoy staying with people who swear. I used to play football. I was playing Hamza this a long time ago. I used to play football, but then I see in football, people's nature changes so much in football. Swearing, swearing, swearing. Even the religious person, he's swearing his head off. What's going on here? Forget it. Football can go in the dustbin. I'm not going to play football if it means that for 1 hour, all I have to hear is words that I've not heard in the whole week, and I don't want to hear in my whole life. Why am I going to? I could do some other sport. Yeah? I'll do squats and push-ups and press-ups. I'm not going to go to football if all I'm going to hear for 90 minutes or 1 hour is swear word, swear word, swear word, swear word, swear word. So we have to have that nature. We have to understand, first of all, something, why are you swearing? Why do you need to swear? Children, advise ourselves, advise our children, advise family members, don't say these words. Don't, you know, sadly, you know, unfortunately this is a reflection of a person's inner state. I'm angry, that's why I swore. So when you're angry, you don't need to react in this manner. That means there's something wrong here, right? You can be angry, it's normal to get angry. Like it's normal to get hungry, it's normal to get hangry. See, it's another one where you combine both. You can get angry, you can get hungry, you need to go to the toilet, you need to go to sleep. These are all normal things that happen to a person. But the way you react is it should be different between the way a Muslim should react and between the way a non-Muslim reacts. See, a person who fears Allah reacts between a person who does not fear Allah react. You're angry, but your words should not be abusive. Your action should not be abusive. You should learn how to control your temper better, your anger better. I think inshallah we'll stop there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all correctness and understanding. Are we all ready to do amal upon this? Practice some of these inshallah. Allah ta'ala gives all tawfiq. Subhanallah wa hamdika. Subhanakallah wa hamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.